In the conservative Arab world, Lebanon is considered a fairly risque place. Single men and women mix freely, and female evening wear tends toward miniskirts and halter tops. Still, in the summer, there is a demand for single-sex beaches. NPR's Kate Seeley sent us this postcard from the Bellevue Beach, south of Beirut.
It's still early in the season, so the Bellevue Women's Beach Club, south of Beirut, is a little quieter than usual. A couple of women clap as a friend dances to some Arabic music. By midsummer, they say, Bellevue will be rocking with some major dance contests. In a country famous for its freewheeling lifestyle, a women's beach seems like a bit of an anomaly. Lebanon is the most liberal of all Arab countries, given its mix of religions. G-string bikinis are not an uncommon sight at mixed private beaches. At Bellevue, the bathing suits are also pretty skimpy, but here, women like 26-year-old Hala Jabour say they can truly relax.
When you're in a mixed beach, they have this thing about how people should look and what they should wear. Here, it's like you feel yourself. You don't have to be someone else. It's comfortable.
18-year-old high school senior Rula Jabour says she comes to Bellevue to get away from ogling men.
Away from judgment, when people judge you as according to your body, to your walk, when you're walking and your cellulite is blah, 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 you know? Yeah, it's embarrassing.
At Bellevue, women are guaranteed no prying male eyes. They relax near the pool or seaside, completely surrounded by walls and a high bamboo fence. The only males around are boys under the age of 9. Women's beaches predate Lebanon's 1975 civil war, but the 90s saw a real growth of segregated beach clubs in response to the increasing conservatism of the country's Muslims. Women's beaches were established for women who wear the veil, who can't show their bodies in front of strange men, says 20-year-old Nadine Naim. I began coming with my veiled friends and found I really enjoyed it, she adds. Naim says she goes to both segregated and mixed beaches, depending on her mood. Amin Shaban says that's pretty common for a lot of the women here.
A lot of people come here to sunbathe, to get a nice tan, and then they go to a mixed place. So they look nice, you know. Not in the beginning of the summer, you're like white, white, white.
Many of the women here say they appreciate the various options and scoff at the notion that their decision to bathe at a segregated beach might suggest that they're not totally modern women. Gabby Charbel describes herself as highly independent and says that she, like most of the other single women at Bellevue, holds down a regular job.
I have to work for many reasons. One of them, for my self-esteem. I've been unemployed for 2 months and ask her, I'm dying to work. Any job, I don't care. I just need to work to feel beneficial to the society, to myself.
Charbel, who's in data management, says she has no choice but to work in the company of men. If she can get away from them for a few hours at the beach, she says, she considers herself lucky. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.